Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive. Williams throws the ball into Courtney, who tags Covington trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Carrion reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemmerer moves to third. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemmerer tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Wes Stock now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kemmerer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Courtney moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seavers strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Courtney to Adair and they have Landis trapped. The throw over to Gentile, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 2 in the game. Stock strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Al Smith now playing left field. Schirmlaller now catching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Gus Triando's pinch hits for Clint Courtney. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gus Triando's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Robinson moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Gus Triando's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triando's is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Triando's now catching. Jim Busby now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Gene St. Germ Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Landis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.